This baseball season, catch every pitch at Long Neck Sports Grill. Each location has 4K TVs, so you never miss a game. The menu is so extensive, you can get something different every time you visit. I love the wings. And no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. Locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. And when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a warm spring night on Long Neck's outdoor patio. Long Neck Sports Grill, this baseball season, stay late, come often.
No one covers the Bengals like ESPN 1530, Cincinnati's sports station.
And we will cover them. How you doing? Good afternoon. I'm Mo Egger. This is ESPN 1530. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. We're going to be busy today. Guest right out of the chute because, you know, there was this, like, weird, eerie sense of quiet over the weekend when it comes to UC basketball. And It feels like things are moving quickly. So this could be a very fluid afternoon for us. I wanted to get on here right at the top, our buddy Justin Williams, who has been on this radio station more than either me or Tony Pike over the last couple of weeks. He covers UC Sports for The Athletic. He's done a remarkable job over the last couple of weeks covering some of the issues that were percolating beneath the surface under John Brannon. He documented everything that was going on during his ouster and now is focused on a coaching search that I get the sense is rapidly nearing a conclusion. You could read Justin's work by subscribing to The Athletic. You could follow him on Twitter at @Williams_Justin. Do you think that's an accurate, fair assessment that within the next 24 hours, this coaching search will be over?
Yeah, you know, let's maybe say 24 to 48 hours. I think if by Wednesday we don't have even, you know, something official from the university, I'd be pretty surprised. There was talk, you know, right after Brannon was fired on Friday, there were some people, you know, saying it'll be within 48 hours. We've kind of gone past that, so I hate to put a hard cap on it, but everything, you know, they said publicly they want to move quickly and judiciously, and I think we're definitely moving quickly right now.
Are we moving quickly towards any one name more than the others?
At least today, it seems like it's Eric Martin, you know, which is the assistant under Bob Huggins at West Virginia, played here at Cincinnati under Huggins on the big 92, 93 teams. So someone that fans are familiar with and certainly would be a pretty exciting, galvanizing force. Now, there's already been a number of, you know, twists and turns through this process. When we first started, everyone was kind of focused on Archie Miller and Dennis Gates was mentioned. But Eric Martin's been in this from the beginning. I think, you know, he was on our hot board at The Athletic of candidates, and I know he's been on many others for obvious reasons, because of the Huggins connection, because of his connection that, you know, back here for his playing days. So it's not totally surprising that, you know, he's still hanging around. But at least today, it certainly feels like there's a little bit more momentum, even if we're not to a definite final answer yet.
Remove for a second here, because I want to talk about the Huggins connection. Remove that. Remove the fact that Eric played here and was a big part of iconic teams at the University of Cincinnati. To me, you're likely to hire a coach that has one of two profiles, either somebody who's coached at a quote-unquote mid-major as a head coach or an assistant at a power program, West Virginia, in the Big East and the Big 12 now. While Eric has been on staff, he's been there for every year of the Huggins regime. They've made a Final Four, a bunch of Sweet 16s. They've had success. Forget all the other stuff. Eric Martin fits the profile of the kind of coach that UC should at least be interested in, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. If the focus is purely on head coaching experience, and I know in some cases it is, and I get that, especially in a situation like this where you're not exactly inheriting the best, most stable situation, I realize that. But, yeah, you know, that can also be kind of tough to find. You know, look at Dennis Gates, for example. He has head coaching experience, but it's only been 2 years at Cleveland State. So, you know, you might not necessarily find someone who's been doing it for a long time, whereas Eric Martin, again, if you step aside all those, you know, connections that you talked about, he has been under a very, very successful, you know, definitely arguably Hall of Fame coach for a long time. He's been at a major program. He's, you know, been in a couple conferences. He was at Kansas State, I think, for a year, maybe two, even before Huggins came to West Virginia. So he gets it. He gets the lay of the land. He gets the area. And that's before you even get to all the reasons why it makes even more sense at Cincinnati for him.
Then you add to it the fact that he did play here. The Bob Huggins thing specifically, I know Bob is working on behalf of his guy. And you would expect that. The thing that to me would be really interesting about this is we've talked more about the financial ramifications of what they might do with John Brannon and with Luke Fickell's locker room than we've talked about the basketball or football ramifications. UC would like some money right now. I've got to think that Eric Martin, you hire him, you bring back some old money with holdovers who left the program in 2005 when Huggins was blown out. You bring back some former players and the connections they have. Maybe you bring back some former players to the program who are well-heeled enough to help you financially. How much of that is a consideration here?
I think it has to be, right? And, you know, I wrote this in kind of the initial candidates thing, and again, this is no secret. Bob Huggins still has a remarkable amount of sway within the UC basketball program. And part of that is like just because of, you know, fans revere him in that time. But with actual donors and with people involved in the program and the university, Bob Huggins still has sway. And so I think you're definitely seeing some of that at work here. And sure, and considering the financial situation that Cincinnati and a lot of universities' athletic programs are in right now, I don't think it hurts if part of what you can sell is, you know, hey, maybe you get some old donors back in the fold. Or just in general, like, it's been a tough couple weeks for this fan base. You know what an easy, nice way to kind of get everyone excited and galvanize them is if you're selling Eric Martin's back and maybe Nick Van Exel's coming with him and some of those, you know, former players who maybe they've still kind of been around the program or involved, but maybe they just feel that much more connection to come back and be around. And you know this better than anyone, like, Cincinnati, it wraps itself around its own. It prizes its history, UC basketball in the Huggins era, more than anything. So while maybe that's not the, you know, main impetus for Eric Martin getting some steam, or maybe that's not the main reason he ends up getting hired, it definitely has to be, you know, a consideration. And honestly, I think it probably should be.
Justin Williams covers UC sports for The Athletic on Twitter at Williams_Justin. Would the Eric Martin thing be a package deal with Nick Van Exel if it were to happen?
I don't know for sure. I know, you know, our mutual friend Terry Nelson has put that out into the universe. And look, if anyone would know, it would be Terry Nelson. It seems like there's enough smoke around there that it's at least worth talking about. There have been reports that the John Cunningham, the university, you know, in addition to talking to Eric Martin, have talked to Nick Van Exel at some point too. So it's certainly a topic worth of conversation. And again, I think that's part of what we just talked about. You're getting donors involved. You're getting old donors involved, old players involved, and kind of going back to the glory days of Cincinnati basketball, or at least the more recent glory days of Cincinnati basketball. So it's probably something that will have to be finalized, you know, maybe not exactly when Eric Martin signs on the dotted line, but it's certainly something that has been, you know, whispered, rumored, kicked around, and I think that would only be another thing that would just really have this fan base excited.
Bob Huggins is not the only former UC coach with an interest in getting someone on his staff a chance to interview and get this job. Mick Cronin and Darren Savino have been talked about. We're talked about a lot in the run-up to John Brannon being let go. I haven't heard as much since Friday. What can you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I know it was talked about. I'm not sure what level it got to, if it was a phone call or a full-blown interview with Darren Savino, but I know he was on the list. And, you know, I'll be honest, at least just from my understanding and my perspective, I don't know that Eric Martin or Darren Savino were necessarily at the top of the wish list when all of this started. Not to say that they weren't, you know, if it's Eric Martin that he wasn't the first choice. I just, when they're actually going into this process, I don't know if they were, you know, the one or two options. But I think as this has gone along, people have gotten, you know, making this decision, John Cunningham, who's relatively new to the university, I think he probably got a pretty quick crash course in understanding, if he didn't know already, of the impact that both of those guys still have on this program and on the fan base. And so maybe that had some impact on it, but it also could just be the fact of, all right, I need to talk to these guys because of the interest that the fan base has and the impact that they hold. And maybe in doing that, you know, that's part of what has shot Eric Martin even up closer to the top of the list, is that he got a chance to talk to him and realized, hey, this guy could be the right fit. So it's definitely both of those, you know, kind of the Cronin Huggins camps were working on their assistance to get them a job. And I think that makes a ton of sense. And I think it's a good thing, you know, no matter what this outcome ends up being, that John Cunningham and the university have taken an interest and taken time to talk to them and see if they'd be the right fit for it.
I don't want to spend too much time on somebody who ultimately might not be named head coach, but his name has been a part of this process, and he's, of all the candidates that we've talked about, the guy that I think most are least familiar with, that's Dennis Gates, who's been at Cleveland State the last couple of years. Everybody knows about Archie Miller. Everybody knows about Eric Martin. Everybody knows about Darren Savino. Give me a 60 seconds or less Cliff Notes version of Dennis Gates and why he has turned into such a hot coaching commodity.
So he spent, I think, 8 seasons at Florida State. He's a former player, played at Cal, and then was under Leonard Hamilton for a long time, Chicago guy. And honestly, you know, the past 2 years at Cleveland State, this year was really good. He led them to an NCAA tournament bid and I think was tied for first in the conference. Cleveland State was a mess when he took that job over 2 years ago. I think they went 7-12 in conference or 7-11 in conference his first season, 1920, and he was named Conference Coach of the Year. Like, that should give you a pretty good example of, first of all, how bad things were at Cleveland State, and then also how quickly he's turned it around. He had a lot of recruiting cred from Florida State, and it's just kind of, you know, I think viewed, especially within the industry, as a young up-and-coming guy who can really connect with players. And considering how things have ended here at Cincinnati, I can definitely see why someone like that would be kind of an interest and a target to take over.
Does John Cunningham have complete autonomy to make this decision?
I don't know. That is a credit to John Cunningham, and honestly, you know, whoever is leading the search at Cincinnati, is they haven't really been talking. If any of them are listening now, I would love for them to change that and give me a call. But you know, John Cunningham plays things pretty close to the vest, and as much as I might not like it, I respect it. So whether it's coming down to, you know, his decision or not, I don't know. But we saw in the aftermath of the John Brandon decision, you know, the statement put out by Neville Pinto that clearly, you know, was definitely a mark of confidence and support for John Cunningham. So whether or not it completely comes down to his decision, it's clear that he has a lot of, you know, impact and sway on making it, as he should. And it's definitely his first big one in terms of a hire as athletic director. So I think it'll be interesting to see who he picks and then how that plays out.
Awesome stuff as always, man. I know you have a lot going on, so I appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Mo.
That's Justin Williams all over it for The Athletic. Subscribe, get his work at theathletic.com. Chad Brendel's going to join us in 25 minutes. It does feel like things are moving in the direction of Eric Martin being the next head coach. Excuse me, at the University of Cincinnati. We have seen these things fall apart. We have seen these things come unglued at the last minute. And so I'm always a little skeptical of talking about things in the present tense as if they are happening. But most people that I've talked to seem to think that if we were to do a list of front runners, that Eric Martin should at least be at the top of it. Doesn't mean he was their first choice. Doesn't mean that others haven't said no, but there is a lot of momentum pointing towards Eric Martin being the next head coach at the University of Cincinnati. We'll be with this all afternoon. We obviously have what the Reds did over the weekend, losing 2 out of 3 to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and we are inching closer to the draft. It's almost here. I had what you might not call an epiphany over the weekend when it comes to Sewell versus Chase, but I did remind myself of something yesterday that has kept me in the camp of Team Chase. We'll spend some time on that as well. 17 minutes after 3 o'clock, if you're a Bearcat fan, the list of candidates is out there that we've talked about, unless there's somebody completely out of left field who emerges. Who's your choice? 513-749-1530 and 866-702-3776. I'll have thoughts on a few different coaching possibilities when we come back on ESPN 1530 Cincinnati Sports Station.
This baseball season, catch every game at Longneck Sports Grill. There are 3 locations in Northern Kentucky: Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. Each one of them very easy to get to. Each one of them has 4K TVs all over the place, and the sound will be on. Plus, no place in Northern Kentucky has better wings. And there's also no more extensive beer selection than the one you'll find at Longnecks. Longnecks Sports Grill. And by the way, when the weather gets warm, there's nothing like Longnecks Patio. Longnecks Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often.